live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on location here at Tecumseh High School tonight as we get a doubleheader of Division II high school basketball district tournament semifinal action. And game one getting set to take off here with both teams out warming up and the fans starting to fill in as Michigan Center will take on the Adrian Madison Trojans. Brian, first time to see Adrian Madison. We've seen Michigan Center a couple times this year, and I don't know, I'm ready for a couple of pretty good games. Game two will be Columbia Central and Adrian. So we got Madison and Adrian. So it's kind of Adrian versus Lenawee versus Jackson County.
Yeah. It kind of is. And I'll tell you what, I think we're going to see a little contrast of styles here. This Adrian Madison team, by all accounts, likes to kind of play deliberately and a lot of low-scoring games. You might have some numbers for me. I don't know. But whereas the Michigan Center team definitely wants to get out and run, and the faster the better in their view.
Yeah, Michigan Center comes in here on kind of a losing streak, actually, to end of the season. A great record, 16-0 in their conference schedule, only to lose to Columbia Central in that championship contest. But they went 18-3 overall, and that, as I said, two of those losses happened in the last couple of games, including that loss to Columbia Central and then a loss to Lansing Eastern, 75-69. And having talked with a couple people from Michigan Center, I think they both feel like those were missed opportunities. Those probably should have been wins, and they just went out and kind of didn't have their best games or didn't have even just had good games or bad moments within the games to see them lose a couple. But hopefully that will motivate them. I think I'm rooting for them to come back from last season where they lost 3 or 4 to end the year. This could be the same case, 3 or 4 or 3 in a row, to see their season come to an end earlier than they'd like, especially for a team that played so well all year and was in many cases, you know, dominated opponents.
Yeah, well, this is my favorite time of the year for any sports. And the thing I like about high school, Steve, is and I'll use this Michigan Center team. There's 4 seniors on this team, and they had kind of been earmarked even as young players.
Right.
Like, hey, this is going to be a great class. And, you know, some people say, oh, it's just high school basketball. It's no big deal. But you think about it, if you started playing and we'll just say junior high, you've played for the last 6 years, you're 18 years old. That's a third of your life that you've been kind of gearing up for this. So, you know, what have you done for a third of your life been gearing up for? You know, so even though it's high school basketball, this is super important to the players. And you always get the emotional games and both winners and losers, and as you know, fans of basketball, we enjoy just getting to watch the emotion that comes out with tournament basketball.
And I guess, you know, honestly, I feel like Michigan Center might benefit from having a few players play with a little more emotion toward winning, and not necessarily, you know, just being better in a moment or making a good play in the moment, but doing what it takes to win. I think they can benefit by adding a little heart right now, and that's not to say that they don't have it, but extra. Because I think that's something that can get them over that hump to win some of those closer games when they get challenged.
Yeah, and when you've been, since you've been 8 years old, if you've been being told what great athletes you are and stuff, sometimes that's easy to just rest on those compliments. And like you said, we've seen them a few times, and I've seen them a bunch. Mm-hmm. And you're right, you get the motivated squad, and they're tough. So
yeah. And I think that's, you know, something that I was having a little discussion about games earlier today with a friend of mine, and sometimes a team that's not as talented will win because they outwork the other
team. For more local news, visit WKHM.
That's why I look at the back of the center coaching staff shirts. It says, outwork your talent. It doesn't say, I wish we were more talented.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they want you to go out and work, and if you do both of those things, Michigan Center is talented enough to win this district and make some noise in the regional. Meanwhile, Adrian Madison might feel like, maybe their game isn't tail, but they are going to go out and work, and that's defense is the name of the game for the Trojans coming in here. They've won five straight. They beat Tecumseh on Monday, 39-28. That's not a lot of points. That's a halftime score in some of the games we're at. So that's kind of their game plan. They've had a good year, 14-8 out of the year. They went 11-3 in the league, finished second in the LCAA, and they come out here getting a win over a Tecumseh team. That's a pretty good Tecumseh program. So I think that's a good win, a quality win, and get a little momentum coming into this game.
Yeah, and I'm talking to the coaching staff. They've played Adrian to a 10-point ball game, Northwest to a 10-point ball game. They've had a lot of games that they've been in, and it's just a matter of getting over the hump.
Yeah, making big plays down the stretch, and if the effort's always there, then there's always a chance to win for a team like this. And I looked at a few different things I could find, common opponents between Michigan Center and Adrian Madison, and Madison and Michigan Center both played Jonesville. Madison beat them 46-39. Cardinals beat them 46-24. They both played Western, the Panthers, Division II team, and they Panthers beat Madison 56-42. Cardinals beat Western 54-47. I don't know what that means. Every night's a different night. We don't know who was healthy, who was sick, whatever. Just something to note. There's a comparison. There's something to give you a little insight as to who you think might go into this as a favorite. And I think it's the Cardinals tonight in this one. But they've got to go out and play up to that favorite status. And it might benefit them to go out feeling like they're not favorites. We've lost two in a row. Let's go out there and not let that happen again. You know, I think there's something to coaching. There's something to players motivating themselves one way or another when they go out there, even if they're the best guy. And I think another, you know, Michael Jordan's a great case of he always found something personal to take into the game to motivate him, even after they're winning. You know, you won five championships. How do you motivate yourself for a sixth? You know, that's the thing. And so talent goes a long way, but if you don't have that desire or something to motivate you in there to win that game, then there's always a chance you could get beat.
Well, and that's what makes high school fun, because all the things you just said I agree with, but all those things come with maturity. And we know that sometimes that you don't see that in the high school level,
right. And
that's why you do see some upsets and things. So, hey, maybe it's tonight, maybe not. We'll find out. And about 7.5 minutes we'll get started.
Say precisely, it's all about saying that. Any given night, any team with the right motivation, the right combination of skill and luck and all of that, fouls and non-fouls and officiating, and it all cooks up into a stew that makes this a really exciting time of year. You win or you go home, you know, you survive in advance, and both teams out here looking to do just that. So let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. Game coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Josh's Dumpsters. I drove past their spot on the way to meet you to come out here today. And so thanks to Josh's Dumpsters for supporting. We'll try to do our best to make sure this isn't a garbage broadcast. And let's take a 3-minute break, and we'll continue the pregame, get the starting lineups when we come back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I feel like we know what's going to be good when we hear the Aliyah bumper music there on the rejoin as we get ready for Michigan Center and Adrian Madison next. And, Brian, let's go ahead and jump right into the starting lineups as we head toward tip-off.
Okay, and I'm excited already, so Aliyah just makes it better. But here we go, Steve. For Madison starting tonight, they will have senior Brian Dopp, junior Elijah Hyatt, senior Cole Groff, junior Darrell Tillman, and senior Kaysen Snyder.
And how about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, we have senior Hayden Hinkle, the lone junior Trey Collins, senior Miles Finch, senior Travis Collins, and senior Jaden Watson. And, Steve, that's 7 out of 10 starters, seniors, and we haven't been seeing that a lot lately.
No, that's a couple experienced teams. That's why they're competitive, or, you know, gives them – there is an advantage to being a little bit older. And we'll see who's going to be able to press that tonight. I don't know if either of them. I don't think it's an edge for one or the other. Having more seniors or anything, I think it's going to come down to just who plays a tighter game tonight. And shooting's making shots. If you're not going to get a lot of shots, if a team like Adrian Madison's going to slow it down and try to make it a shorter game and defend, and you got to make shots because you might not get that many.
Yeah, we're going to see Jaden Watson's going to have a pretty good height advantage against whoever Adrian Madison's throwing out there. You look out there, you don't see a ton of height. Jaden at about 6'6", maybe.
Yeah.
And the hair even more. I'll tell you, one of the juniors, though, Trey Collins, that's going to be the guy that I think is going to be the difference maker one way or the other, what kind of game he has. And he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot for the Cardinals, and he's got to create for his teammates. And I know when he plays well, I feel like I've seen the Cardinals play well.
I think so often, too, we talk about it with a lot of players. Rhodey Doe at Northwestern, a great person to compare to. A lot of ability to get to the basket, a lot of ability to penetrate and do things. It's going to come down to what decision you make once you go. Is it the right time to score? Is it the right time to pass? Is it the right time to change your mind and do something different? And so I think Trey Collins here, is the lone junior on the squad, is still the guy who's going to be vital if he makes the right choices when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I hope I'd like to see a coaching staff game breakout. Shoot, both teams have like 6 guys on the bench.
Yeah,
Jordan Leithead could post anybody up down there for center.
And I say I don't really know these Madison guys, but I'll take Ray Johnson and Tony Howard there, yeah, to handle the offensive end of the floor.
And Dalen Hinkle, a recent grad that we were announcing his games not too long ago.
No slouch whatsoever. All right, we're on the pregame here for Kelly Express Mart. And I had to go into Kelly Express Mart to kind of get some supplies, and I had to walk away from the chicken nuggets, Brian. But I did look at them and just take a, let's give myself a hearty inhale on them.
Well, that disappoints me that you walked away from the Nuggets, because I always like to try to take one or two of them myself.
Trust me, I would have had to buy two. Two orders, not just two Nuggets. All right, we got to go to break here. 3 minutes on the pregame. When we come back, let's tip it up. It's the Cardinals and the Trojans. Michigan Center versus Madison on WKHM next.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pre-game comes to a close. Thank you, Kelly Express Marts. And we're ready for game time here. Game brought to you by Tom Coffee, Saltwater, Arrow Crip Credit Union. Jaden Watson making his way to the center circle here to get the jump started for the Cardinals. And Madison will counter with... It looks like Kaysen Snyder.
And what do you think that's about? 5-inch difference?
At least. And yeah. I'm going to bet, because Jaden also is athletic and can leap a little bit too. The tap goes down into the front court for Travis Collins, and the Cardinals start the game. Hinkle driving from the wing. No look into the corner for Collins, and it was he should have looked because he threw it away.
Yeah.
Extra energy, I think, on that play. Collins would have been open for a triple. Cardinals set up in trapping pressure here. Madison maybe prepared. They get it over the timeline, and the Cardinals will retreat a little bit. Though Trey Collins was tracking that guy all the way down. Elijah Hyatt gives it up to Cole Groff. Groff back to Hyatt. Coming across the top left wing, Groff comes and catches. Outside the arc here, pressured by Trey Collins. I like seeing the Cardinals pressuring the perimeter like that. Patience here for Madison. You don't win 39-28 unless you're patient out there.
Yeah, well, I was told they're going to have some long possessions, and we're seeing one right off the rip.
And there was a drive move knocked away. Collins with the steal. That was Hyatt trying to drive. Trey Collins, great feed to a cutting Hinkle. And that's, I like that if that's what we see from Trey Collins all night. That was just a hand-delivered for a bunny. Quickly up the floor, breaking the press and speeding up there was Madison. Missed shot from the corner for Hyatt, and they get the offensive rebound. Penetration, double. Nice switch hand there on the drive for Darrell Tillman, and we're tied at two. Now Madison will set up some pressure.
Not quite Michael Jordan-esque, but he did go up with the left and switch it to the right.
Travis Collins drive, skips it to Watson in the corner. Trey Collins on the wing for three. Short offensive rebound, tap by Hinkle to Travis Collins, and he'll follow up with a bucket. So nice job to keep that alive by Hinkle. Travis Collins benefits, and it's 4-2 Cardinals. Against the pressure. Ooh, that was a tricky pass, avoiding the travel and getting across the timeline. Half court set up here for the Trojans. Tillman holding it down, slowing it down. Now out to the wing is Groff. Groff to the top for Snyder. Back wing, Groff. Not a lot of cutting, a little bit of movement, and now we get a legal screen away from the ball. Looks like that'll go against Snyder.
Yeah, Snyder, a big, strong kid, and I saw him set a couple that I thought were questionable and then finally got caught on the third one.
Miles Finch brings it up over the timeline for the Cardinals, and they do like to have him maybe dribble it up to trigger the offense so that Trey Collins can, you know, move without the ball a little bit. Travis Collins, a step-back two-pointer, stepping on the line, missed it, but another tap to save the rebound, and we'll get a foul against somebody. And it looks like that's going to go against Madison, so it's Brian Dopp with his first foul. Two for the team, 4-2. The score, Cardinals lead, 5:36 to play first quarter. They float it into Trey Collins in the corner, gives it up to Hinkle there. He looks at the three, doesn't take, gives it out to Trey, back in the corner for Hinkle. Now high post, Finch in traffic, loses it for a moment, able to get it back. Now Hinkle's open in the corner for three, fires halfway down, but comes out, rebounded by Snyder in the Madison squad. Heads the other way. Tillman in the open court, stops at the top of the key, now moves over to the right, now drives into the corner, passes, and they swing it out to the top for Hyatt. It must not be Dopp's spot, because he was kind of open there in the corner. They don't want to rush anything. Still 4-2 Cardinals. 5 minutes already our mark here. Three minutes into this. Uncontested triple at the top, and knocked down in the lead for Madison, 5-4. And you can see with that slow style of play can make things happen. And now on the defensive end, Trey Collins trying to pass to a wing, and it was in between two players and a turnover for the Cardinals.
Steve, that sometimes is a problem for a team that wants an up-tempo style, is you feel like, okay, you played 45 seconds worth of D. When you get it, you want to hurry up and go, and
yep.
Sometimes that leads to bad decisions, as we just saw right there. One.
There's a cut for Hyatt, catches on the baseline, now dribbling around and loses it. Looked like maybe Travis Collins with a knockaway, but they say it was just Hyatt losing the dribble. Cardinal ball, and they'll set up full-court pressure. And if the Cardinals can break that quickly, it might be a chance for them to run a little bit. Travis Collins goes behind the back, but loses it and falls down. A turnover for Michigan Center. Madison, the open floor. They get it out on the wing and a drive and float off the backboard. And another bucket for Cole Groff. 7-4 Madison leads. And that's just Cardinals just got to protect the basketball. They turned it over a couple times. Three times now by my count on plays that shouldn't have been turned over.
Yeah, that's a good count you had there. If I counted the same.
Miles Finch at the top, swings left side, Trey Collins get a cut down to Hinkle on the block. He makes a move to the basket. Travis Collins slides in there. Nice pass, and that's the kind of buckets Cardinals can get all night, it looks like. They have so far. Breaking the press, Hyatt gets it in the front court. He's dribbled, so he's stuck. Able to clear it back out to Tillman. 6-7, Cardinals trail by one.
6-7.
3:40 to play in the first quarter. Left side for Dopp. He's going to drive. Excuse me, that's Groff. There's a drive from Snyder into the corner for Dopp. Now back out to Hyatt, open for three. Randall's down. Good box out and rebound by Hinkle, and he's going to look to run. He's got Travis Collins. There's Jaden Watson running the floor. His first touch, really, in this one. Not the first one, but the first in a while. Out to Trey Collins. He looked at that deep three, now won't take into the corner for Travis Collins. to the top for Hinkle. Pumps, jab steps, drives into the corner. Travis Collins catches, fires. Three, got it. Travis Collins with a hot start here. 7 points early. 9-7 lead now for the Cardinals after they all got it behind just a little bit. Six all run? There's Jaden Watson saving one off of the Maples. A little turnover action down there. Good job by Jaden Watson to save it. Cardinal ball. They lead at 9-7. We get our first substitutions of the game. On the floor now for Madison, Gavin Vanover.
And Brooks Horwath.
Good eye there on Horwath. Trey Collins dribbling down, splits the D, slides to the basket, and scores. They kept looking like they were going to come double. He split two defenders on the drive to the basket and finished well at the rim, 11-7 Cardinals. And a couple lapses there, but right now they're looking like the team that can go out and win this handily, sharing the ball well near the basket. And in that play, just taking it and beating them. Vanover with a show at the top, drives, elevates, and floats. Vanover, clearly a nice athlete. You could see the leaping skills there. Scores it right off the bench, 9-11. Cardinals lead, and then Watson on a drive, and we'll get a travel call. He would have liked the contact to be a foul, but not a shocking call. If they don't call the foul, then he did travel.
Yep. I see Darius O'Dutton in for the Cardinals right now with his hand taped up. Apparently he was hurt in a little 7-7 football action, early football.
Tillman with it now for the Trojans, trailing 9-11. Vanover comes out to get it. Crossover move against Collins. Tries to pass it across the lane, nearly picked off by Hinkle. He'll knock it out of bounds. Dangerous pass for Vanover.
Yeah, if you're Madison, you better be careful on those passes, because you look at center, there's a lot of length and quickness.
Yeah.
And it's all across the lineup.
11-9, Cardinals lead. Vanover passes in up high to Delonte Garrison into the game now for the Trojans, for Madison. Vanover now at the top. Deep there by the volleyball 10-foot line, looking around, surveying. Some cutters, gets it into the corner, step back, fires for three, and hits. And that is Brooks Horwath hitting the triple. Now quickly up the floor, breaking the press, and O'Dunton had a chance at a layup. He loses it out of bounds. And a 12-11 lead now for the Trojans after the three-point make. And now a turnover. Cardinals give him a chance to extend the lead.
Yeah, Horwath, who made that three, has some Michigan Center connections. Mom Mandy was an outstanding player at Michigan Center.
I remember her. Turnover now the other way. Hinkle driving. Gives it up to the Travis Collins. Gives it to Trey. Trey drives from the top down the lane and finger rolls. Smooth move. And Trey Collins and Travis Collins connecting there. And both of them off to a good start here in the first quarter. Cardinals lead 13-12. And we'll get a whistle away from the ball. And I think that's going to go against O'Dunton.
Yeah, back to that offensive possession. Trey Collins just has a good quick first step, and if you're not down and ready, he's going to be blowing by you, and he's also crafty around the basket. He's got all the array of finishes.
Yeah, and he's quick but under control. Smooth, yeah, is a great word for him in that moment where he doesn't seem rushed. There's O'Dunton with a knockaway now on the fast break, and wow, didn't really have a chance to make that layup, but there was no way Dante Garrison was going to get away with that. He elevated and just swung wildly to block that shot.
Somewhere, Rick Mahorn is applauding that foul. No layups on my watch, says Garrison.
Well, Dunton's going to have to earn it the line. Our first free throws for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And he hits. Had to rattle it in, but he got it to go. 14-12, Cardinals lead is 2. 37.3 seconds remain. First quarter has been action-packed, and that time has run off quickly for us here. And O'Dunton, neither one very pretty, but they both go in. And 15-12 is the lead for the Cardinals. Delonte Garrison gets it up over the timeline, backs it out to Tillman, and now at the top for Horvath. Or Horwath. Van over to the top. Horwath comes off the screen, fires another triple. That one goes off the heel. Long rebound. He gets his own carom into the lane. He floats it and scores. So five quick ones for Horwath off the bench for the Trojans, and it's a one-point game, 15-14 Cardinals. Behind the back move, Trey Collins in the backcourt. Looks to penetrate into the corner for O'Dunton. Skips it to the top for Watson, touch pass over to Hinkle. It goes around the screen, pulls up the triple from the top, and the buzzer sounds. At first, you know, you feel like not a great shot, but with the clock running down, it's actually a really good look at it. Buzzer sounds, and the Cardinals finish after 1:15:14. 60-second commercial break, second quarter, coming up on WKHM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball like is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Madison Ball to start the second quarter. Right on the wing to Dopp, and he makes a move down to the block. He's going to have to back it back out of there. Skips it across, and it's Van over at the top. Casual dribble, now goes right side for Dopp. A couple cutters come across, and up at the top is Snyder. Goes right wing for Dopp into the corner, and a three-pointer goes. Madison shooting hot here early. Cole Groff with another triple and a two-point lead for his Trojans.
Let the fan know it, too.
Finch into the corner for Hinkle. Now Cardinals in the half court. Miles Finch at the top gets a screen and slip for Watson at the elbow. He can do damage from there. He picks it up, gives it up to Trey Collins at the top. It's kind of a... is it? Little zone here. Hinkle drives. Finch now goes baseline. Drops it for Travis Collins in the middle. Strong move and finish with the left hand for Travis Collins. Having a great start to this game, and he's been able to do damage coming in and cutting to the middle, and players are finding him there for layups.
Yeah, easy buckets for Collins. Up to 9 right now.
Groff, casual pass. Trey Collins got a hand on it. Hinkle running the break. Leans in and blocking foul called against Madison, and that's probably the right whistle. Contact and a little floppiness, but Hinkle did lean in for the contact, so yeah. That felt 50-50-ish.
It did, because the guy was not set, but Hinkle did lower the shoulder, so yep. I wasn't sure what they were going to go with that.
6:44 to go here, first half, 17-17 tie. Hinkle can break it from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and he does. Hits the first one.
That's two now on Brian Dopp. They're going to get Horwath back in there. Who Horwath gave him a nice little lift.
Yeah. Hinkle's second free throw comes off, so it's just a one-point lead for Michigan Center, and I think they got it wrong on the scoreboard. Oh, they are correcting. Madison Ball coming across. Snyder on the right wing. Now across the court. Pump fake Groff. He hit a couple threes. They got to respect it. Makes a great pass, and Tillman just missed it down there. Cutting baseline. They do get a turnover on the transition here for Michigan Center, so we keep it on the end for Madison. Hyatt has to pass out of a trap in the corner. Snyder's got it, and they'll reset. Great feed down to Tillman for that layup, and he just left it short. Groff gets a cutter down the lane to Snyder going up against Watson. Watson jumps off his feet. Skips it back out to the top, Hyatt, and they'll reset here again. Tillman from the wing, driving against Trey Collins. Scoops it outside. It's Horwath. Drives around Trey Collins. Step back, kind of a fader, and left it short. Rebound to Cardinals. Watson running the break, gives it cross court to Hinkle. He lays it up. Great fast breaking here for the Cardinals. They've really done good in transition most of the time. Sharing the basketball well. 20-17, they lead it.
And the contrast is evident right now.
Yeah.
Madison taking their time offensively. Center just averaging about 3 seconds of possession.
But it kind of keeps Michigan Center from being able to blow this open, because the game's going to be so short, they're only going to have a certain amount of possessions. If they can avoid the turnovers, they had 4 or 5 in that first quarter. If they can avoid that, Michigan Center can't stretch this lead.
Yeah. And truthfully, in contrast, it's easier to slow a game down than it is to speed it up.
Right. Hyatt with a couple dribble moves, gets into the paint, gets stuck, gets out to Horwath. Pump fakes, drives, floated, blocked by Watson. Loose ball, tapped around and grabbed by Hyatt. Madison with another look from the free throw line. Goes glass from there and gets it to go. Hyatt scores 20-19. Cardinals break any pressure, and quickly up the floor is Travis Collins. Oh, he had a layup missed. Looked like a foul by Hinkle is short. Finch gets the loose ball, knocked away out of bounds. Cardinals will keep it. No, they'll give it to the Trojans.
And that right there was exactly what we were talking about, a 40-second Madison possession versus a 2-second center one.
30-second timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 20-19, 1-point lead for Michigan Center on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Possession on the baseline. Michigan Center got a look for three out of the corner for Miles Finch. He missed it. Madison rebound. We're on their end of the floor after a foul call, and they inbound from the baseline out to Tillman. Tillman out on the floor, working across the middle. 20-19, they trail by one. 4.5 to play in the first half. Pull up from the free throw line for Vanover. Missed. The rebound to Tillman, gets into the corner. Groth, he's made a couple threes. He drives past with a pump fake. Misses a floater and rebounded again by Madison. A flying out at a three-point shooter. Hyatt was O'Dunton. They missed it. Rebounded Trey Collins. Gets it up the floor to Hinkle. Hinkle looking to penetrate. Now he'll back it out. Finch.
That's three quick shots by Madison there.
Yeah, Finch on the wing for the Cardinals. Still holding on to that one-point lead. Looking to get Watson one-on-one down on the block. They do. Puts it up, misses. Second chance miss. Third try goes. Watson maybe went a little quick with that move. He had some more time to make it a better shot attempt on the first try. Stuck with it, though. Gets a couple rebounds and a make. Into the corner for Vanover for three, and Madison shooting himself back into this game. 22-22 with a three-point makes. Cardinals break the press. Oh, Dunton the other way. And Groth messed with the shot attempt. It's rebounded by Madison, and they're on the break. Split the defense. Hyatt all the way in. Drops it off for Tillman. Hangs in the air as Hinkle flies in for the block attempt. Tillman misses, but will go to the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah, that was one where Hinkle might have been able to block that shot, but he just swung that arm down. And
yeah,
you say all the time, you're not getting away with that, even if you get away with it.
Even if you, kind of Yogi Bear, if you made the block, yeah, you're still going to see that whistle come out. As soon as that arm swings, it feels like, for some of the officials, I'm in default mode. And Tillman makes the first free throw, gives the Trojans the lead. Finch and Watson will come out of the game, and that'll get Henry Wright and Mason Bradley into the game for the Cardinals. Tillman hits that second free throw. 2-point lead for the Trojans. Inbound goes to Trey Collins. Madison didn't really set up full court pressure. Collins, they double team him on the wing. Oh, faked him all up into the air. Drops it down for Bradley. And a layup. Great drive and play by Trey Collins. Double team, and all he did was head fake him, and they both left their feet. He able to split them and gets the assist down to Mason Bradley. Hyatt driving on the baseline. And we'll get another foul call over there, O'Dunton. Hyatt kind of got bailed out, drove down to the baseline and left his feet and had nowhere to go with it. But
See, by the way, you said Collins double teamed. He might have been triple and quadruple teamed. I think there's four guys there.
He fooled everybody. Horwath with a pump fake and up and under move and swatted away by Hinkle. That's a highlight reel play for Hinkle. Now he gets the ball in the transition, moves into the paint area, and slid when he went behind his back and gets caught for traveling and gives it back to the Maples, or the, excuse me, the Madison. 24-24 tie here with 2:52 to play. We're still in the first half, but it's flown by pretty quickly.
Yeah, the pace has been good.
Not a lot of stoppages, although the fouls have come a little more quickly here in the second quarter. Hyatt gets a screen from Tillman. Tillman pops, open for three, fires off the heel. Rebound tapped out, and there's Vanover is going to get it. Skips it across to Garrison. Now back out to Vanover, drives from the top. Stops at the free throw line, pivots back out. Garrison coming across, catches, but he has to give it back out. Madison will reset.
Back to kind of the roots here, taking a little bit longer this possession.
Tillman has... Snyder comes across, back to the basket against Bradley, passes back out to Tillman, crosses over down to the block, out to Snyder in the corner. Bradley comes out, good close out. 2:03 to play this long possession here for Madison. Vanover drives, drops out for Harrison for a third, excuse me, Garrison for a three, and he misses. Looked good for a minute. Rebounded Travis Collins. They come away with nothing on that possession. Cardinals. Chance to answer. Travis Collins drives against Hyatt into the paint, backs it out. Trey Collins catches, fires three, short. Rebound batted out, and Hyatt's got it. Running out is Tillman. Gets behind the basket, can't make the play, and there's Travis Collins. And we're going to foul call against Garrison there.
Boy, I tell you what, that looked like it was going to be a little two-on-one easy layup for Madison, but Travis Collins showing his track speed, who is one of the best 100-yard
men.
200 and, or, yeah. 100 meters, sorry. Still back in 1980.
But no, that he just caught that play, and it looked like that pass got a little too far ahead of Tillman. He was behind the backboard, but he was going to have a guy coming trailing the play, and Collins took that away. Now Travis Collins from the corner gets a step on the baseline, and we'll get a foul call against Hyatt down there.
Well, that's
a little slick right now. It looks like a couple of Cardinals players have slipped down there. I'm not blaming anything. I'm just saying it seems like it's been a trend. Inbound here for Hinkle. Has to go deep to Travis Collins. Goes left side for Trey Collins on the wing. Screen comes from Henry right now. He slips it. Double team for Trey Collins. Splits him again down to Travis on the block. He elevates. Puts it out the window. Too soft. Watson there to clean up the glass. And 26-24 Cardinals after the make. 71 seconds left in the first half. Cardinals with just a two-point lead, and this one's been back and forth about the time right now where Madison will hit a triple. Now we get a loose ball foul away from everything, and I think we're going to get Snyder again. The second time he's been called for one of those where kind of away from the ball, maybe holding the guy or being a little too aggressive with movement on the screen.
Yeah, I think they got Garrison.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, with a little push. Pushing Henry right. They were kind of both battling.
Yeah, I guess I saw Snyder look dejected. I thought it was him. And now we get a timeout from the Cardinals. Full timeout for Coach Howard. We'll take a full timeout as well. 60 seconds for the timeout and then 57 seconds for the rest of the half. Cardinals lead 26-24 on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-768-4864, joshsaffordabledumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Yeah. High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Cardinals pass it in the backcourt. Travis Collins. See what Coach Howard drew up. Collins gets a step all the way in. Goes with the left hand over the outstretched hand to Snyder. Travis Collins having the best half we've seen out of him. And then on the inbound, Hyatt was running away. Snyder was throwing the ball to him, and Madison gives it right back to the Cardinals. 28-24 lead and getting the ball back in the half court. Just one of those unforced turnovers you can't have in a game like this.
Yeah, nobody even down there defensively.
Yep, Hinkle. Pass up to Trey Collins at the top. He goes off the dribble, gets down low. Little running jump hook. Missed it. Probably not a great shot to get in that moment. And now fast break for Madison. Hyatt jab steps into the elbow. Pull-up jumper off the heel. Long rebound grab. Watson gives it up to Trey Collins. Gives it to Hinkle. Maybe a little too much traffic there for Hinkle. Trey Collins comes through to clean it up. Gets down low. And little contact down there. But, again, another maybe forced-up shot there, Trey Collins. Back the other way from Madison, passing the corner. Snyder saves it in. Or excuse me, that was Draw saving it in to Snyder. Vanover open for three. Missed. Rebound Hinkle. 7 seconds. Make it five. And another timeout coming from the Cardinal bench with 4.8 to go. And he's going to take another 60. We'll keep it
whether
here for
mowing,
this one. 4.8
grading,
seconds. 28-24
Michigan
Center.
Property.
Couple
you need
of
proven
field squandered opportunities. Would have been
mowing,
nice to hold it down for
just
run a play and get something
property.
Good. Like you, that penetration has been good. Not necessarily for the guy who drives, but for somebody who cuts into the lane after that. Because they are trying to kind of collapse on any of drivers, and then there's going to be somebody open.
Yeah, that didn't look like either team really cared about the clock either.
Yeah.
It was like, well, we're just going to shoot whatever seems good to me at the time.
It was a nice one-on-one play for Travis Collins, and I'm guessing that wasn't necessarily what Coach Howard drew up. But I think Travis Collins beat his man and just he knew he could finish. And I think that's an underappreciated aspect of Travis Collins' skill set is he is a leaper. You mentioned the sprinter speed. That dude can jump, too. We've seen him jam two-hander on a fast break. So nice half for Travis Collins. He's really given us one of the best halves I've seen from him since we've been seeing his games as a freshman on the varsity.
And the funny thing, that's kind of been the frustrating thing about him as a basketball player is you see those glimpses and you think, man, do that, but he's so unassuming and he just doesn't ever want to, it seems like he doesn't want to rock the boat or be a ball hog, but here we go for him again.
He goes in, gives in the corner, knocked away from Trey Collins, and they'll let the buzzer sound. And they're just going to wave it off. It looked like maybe the one ref wanted to give Cardinals a little more time, but they're going to let the buzzer sound. It's halftime. 28-24. Michigan Center with a four-point lead. Kind of an uneven at times. They looked like the best they can be, and other times a few turnovers and maybe forced shots, but whichever one of those Cardinals teams emerges in the second half, it feels like they're controlling their destiny. If they play well, they can beat this Madison team. I got to say, we were talking about it during one of the timeouts. Madison is patient as can be. They haven't taken a shot that I would say was really bad yet, and they've passed up shots that a lot of other teams would just fling up there and hope they go in. They've been really looking to get a shot that is quality.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about teams playing to their identity. That is what was Madison's identity is long offensive possessions, low-scoring games. You know, Center plays so fast. Half not too low scoring in 28-24. I feel like that's maybe in Michigan Center's favor score-wise, but tempo-wise, you know, both kind of getting what they want, I guess.
That is that has been the case. It's been both teams being able to kind of do what they want. I think Michigan Center kind of came out of that early press that they had on, and I think that did have the effect of speeding Madison up a little bit. But I think the Cardinals maybe want to conserve a little energy for those long half-court trips where they got to play defense for, like you said, 45 seconds at a time.
I think I might work on my golf swing here as Pro Henry Thompson coming by. See maybe if he can give me a couple tips. I know this. If he helps Jody Collins' golf game, then he must be a miracle worker. Just kidding, Jody Collins.
We're going to take a commercial break here at the half. 28-24 Cardinals lead. We'll get the numbers when we come back here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Back in three.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half here, 28-24 our score. Michigan Center getting out to that lead late in the half, but it really had gone back and forth quite a bit, and Madison really shot the basketball quite well to keep themselves in here. And I know they're 9 out of 22, which is, you know, a little below 50%, but they made enough, I guess, is how it felt to keep going. And the Cardinals actually shot pretty well, too, at 50%, and they were getting a lot more of theirs from point-blank range. And we had at one point kind of said it felt like center's offense was coming a little easier. But that's also part of Madison's style to make it look like it's tough.
That's true. And Madison did have three extra three-pointers compared to Michigan Center, and that's a that's a little difference there as well.
Yeah, go ahead and give us the point totals, though, Brian.
All right. Well, for Madison, we had Elijah Hyatt with two. Darrell Tillman had four. Gavin Vanover and Brooks Horwath both coming off the bench with five apiece. So 10 of the 24 points off the bench. And then leading the way, Cole Groff, who made a couple of those three-pointers that I talked about and had 8 points.
Yeah, 2 for 2 from beyond the arc and 3 for 4 from the floor for Groff. Rebounding battle is actually a tie, 12-12. And
that number stuck out to me, too. I thought Michigan Center would have a much bigger advantage. They were bigger in every position almost.
Yeah. And a lot of those, I felt like a lot of those were offensive rebounds for Madison. They had 5 and 7 whereas the Cardinals had 4-8, so 12-12 there. And the assist totals are the same, too, at 7-7, which I thought it felt like the Cardinals had more assists as they got some of that penetration. And Travis Collins, the biggest beneficiary of it, as one player would drive, he would slide in there, and so the guarded player dropped it off to him for an open layup. And if they can do that more in the second half, that's a benefit to them.
Yep. When they share the ball, they're definitely there at their best.
Yeah, they're a different team when they're very generous to their teammates. And let's hope no selfishness sinks in. You know, did you do the Cardinals points?
I have not.
Let's get that, and then we got to take a break.
All right, well, Hayden Hinkle had 5, Trey Collins with 4, Darius O'Dutton with 2, Jaden Watson with 4, Mason Bradley had 2 off the bench, and Travis Collins leading the way of all scorers tonight so far with 11.
Yeah, he just... 5 out of 8 shooting, 1 out of 2 from the three-point line. Just saw the ball in his hands a lot, and he was the one able to make plays at that point. I think we will see a little more play calling. They went down to the block for Watson late there in the half, and I think you may see that play get called again, and they may have to come double, so Watson has to be prepared to be a passer out of those play calls. But if he gets a chance to score point blank, there's nobody on Madison who can defend him down that low. He's just going to he's just going to go over the top of him.
I bet you Watson would agree with us that he needs more touches on the block.
I think I even saw him say that. 2 minutes or so, and we'll be back. Let's take a 2-minute commercial break. 28-24 Cardinals on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and just the final instructions from the coaches here in the halftime adjustments. And we'll see what happens. Starters on the floor right there for Michigan Center, I can see, and it looks to be the same for Adrian Madison.
You think the fans are enjoying the pour some sugar on me that's blaring through the speakers? Because I am.
I say, who wouldn't? It'll be Michigan Center ball to start the half as well, and they get it into Miles Finch to trigger the offense. Right side Hinkle from the wing, coming across Trey Collins. Almost ran into Watson there. Skip it across to Travis Collins. Now Hinkle down on the baseline. Spins away from the defender, floats. Pretty move for Hayden Hinkle down there.
Yeah, Hinkle's a ball player.
That was a quick spin move. Not a lot of times high school guys' spin move looks like a travel. They get into Groth for a three in the corner. He misses. Hinkle squeezes that rebound now, too, and Michigan Center gets a bucket and a stop. Lead it by 6, 30-24, just underway here second half. I did get a score update from over at Napoleon. Lumen Christi in front against Homer, 45-32 at the half. Trey Collins drives, gets the floater up. We'll get a blocking call against the Trojans, and that'll send Trey Collins to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Steve, they got Elijah Hyatt with that foul. It's going to be two on him. And again, that's easy. Collins just getting to the hole. He's slithery.
Hey. That was a silky smooth free throw shot as well. Nothing but that. Really good job of like taking his time, taking a deep breath, and getting that shot up. No urgency there at the free throw stripe.
You watch his form and you wonder how he ever even would miss, because it is textbook.
Yeah. And just, you know, with that size, easily repeatable. I always feel like guys with longer arms have a harder time making sure they get that motion the same. No movement or extra stuff in there. No wasted motion. Just a good solid stroke. There's a drive, and Hinkle tries to pull the chair out from. Was that Dopp?
Dopp, yeah.
But just made it easy for Dopp down there, driving down to the basket, gets a layup. So both teams on the score on the board here in the second half. 32-26, though. Cardinals holding on to a 6-point lead after a couple buckets. Travis Collins in the corner goes to Watson. Too many hands around. They're very aware of Watson when he goes down in the post, and that's a steal by the Trojans. And a wide open triple chance for Tillman. He pump fakes and drives. Floater no good. Battle for the rebound, knocked away, and they'll call last touch on Madison.
That one looked like Tillman might want to just go ahead and shoot that three, and he caught it. He was wide open.
Finch takes the inbound there. A little token pressure here, it looks like, trying to pressure the ball handlers anyway. And now they come to double. Finch gets it away to Hinkle. Hinkle drives over to the wing, behind the back dribble. Almost lost it there. Gets it over to Travis Collins, left side. Now back to Hinkle, back to Collins. Collins off the dribble into the paint. Help comes. He elevates, gets the shot up, scores, and then draws the whistle. That was not as smooth as a drive as we've seen, but good concentration and really the strength and athleticism to get that shot up and get fouled, make it, and go to the line.
Steve, it's funny. We talked about his unassuming nature. He threw a pass back to Hinkle, and Hinkle threw it right back to him, and he just flat out said, go.
Yeah.
Make it. Tell him to take his man.
Collins hits the free throw. Travis having a big game now. 14?
14.
And 35-26. Cardinal lead is 9, largest of the game for Michigan Center. Groth comes off the screen. Thought he might fire. He hit a couple in the first half. Gives it up to Hyatt now. Hyatt will dribble out. Backs it out. Snyder top of the key. Left wing. Hyatt a couple steps behind the arc here. Gets a cutter. Misses him. Now goes to the top for Tillman. And we'll get another loose ball foul that's going to go against Snyder down there.
Another kind of illegal screen.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I think Hinkle's doing something down there to make it especially noticeable that it's a moving screen. I don't think they're not moving screens. I just think he's playing it up out down there. It feels like he's near that play every time. There's a pass by Hinkle that's knocked away. Good defensive play by the Trojans to get that ball loose. And then Hinkle's going to commit a foul trying to get the loose ball back.
Yeah, Hinkle seems agitated at something. I don't know if it's his teammates or the officials.
35-26, still a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. They'll step back in on defense. And there's a bully drive there by Dopp, and he steps on the end line. He was trying to put the shoulder down and go around the defender. Just stepped on that orange and black Tecumseh end line. Thanks again to the Tecumseh staff. As usual, we always enjoy going on these road games because they treat us good and we got a great viewpoint, get to see a new, different gym. Although we've been here, I think, a couple different times.
Yep. Got us up on some high stools.
Yeah, Travis Collins finds Hinkle cutting under the basket. Hinkle with an easy make there and a great feed, and we'll get a timeout as we've got an 11-point lead for the Cardinals. 5:10 to play in the third quarter. Michigan Center's largest lead of the game. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 yes. FM.
.28-24 was our halftime score. It's 37-26. Quick little math problem there, and you'll find how we got to this 11-point advantage for the Cardinals and why Madison needed a timeout this early in the second half. It's a 9-2 run for Michigan Center.
Yeah, an explosive team like Center can get points in a hurry.
And we're noticing, like, right now the Cardinals feel like they have a mismatch in Travis Collins, so that's we've seen two different Cardinals players kind of get it into his hands and say, hey, go. He's defending Hyatt right now. We'll see what Madison can do out of this timeout. Out to Dopp, now up to Vanover into the game. Snyder left wing deep. Ball above his head looking. Now he'll dribble around to the top. Skip pass across into the corner. Dopp trying to get down to Groth on the block against Trey Collins. That's a little bit of a size mismatch, giving up a couple pounds, but not really a great move there by Groth. And good D by Collins to not foul and get that knocked away. Cardinals get it back, leading by 11 with 4:35 to play in the half. Hinkle spots up for three. They give him plenty of time to size that one up. Play it off him a little bit. He knocks down the three, and it's 40-26 Michigan Center. There's a nice move by Hyatt. Gets in the lane, can't finish. Looked like Hinkle got a block on it, but we're going to get some contact, I think, and it's not going to be Hinkle. It's going to be Travis Collins called for the foul.
That's just his second.
Say we don't. That's maybe the most foul trouble for Michigan Center.
Yeah, they only have 16 fouls, and Darius Collins, O'Dutton, and Hayden Hinkle yeah. all have two each.
And that's something, and you might say, well, how can they not have that any more fouls than that? But Madison doesn't do a lot of driving or anything that puts pressures on them to foul. Into Groff. Makes a move to the basket. Spinning, kind of a fading jump hook. Watson goes up high to get it. Couldn't squeeze it, so it's going to go to Horwath, who's back into the game. Offensive rebound for Madison. And they have, like I said, we had a 12-12 rebound tie at the end of that first half. Madison has done a good job on the offensive glass. Hyatt gets open for a moment, and he'll throw that one in. Good to go. Cuts the lead back to 11. Michigan Center breaking the press. Give it up to Travis Collins. He elevates, goes off the window. Missed, but gets his own rebound for a moment. Chased down and Vanover running through a couple of different Cardinals and get a jump ball call.
I did. Bodies were hitting the floor, and I feel like he wasn't sure who to call it on.
No, I think the jump ball's an okay decision there because Madison came out of a fray with the ball, and now they have it. Hyatt over the timeline, past the Tecumseh T there at midcourt. Gets the screen, goes right side, penetrates, elevates, blocked by Watson, and that's that size advantage. Watson, athletic, gets up and blocks that one in the air. Stays Madison's ball, though. Baseline inbound, trailing 40-28. 3:36 to play. We're in the third quarter. Vanover in the corner. Swings it out to the wing. Horwath now goes back into the corner for Dopp. Dribbles into the block area. Spins away from Hinkle. Nice move by Dopp down on the block. Scores the layup. 40-30. Madison trying to trap. Good eyes by Finch to find Trey Collins, and he has it blocked. Vanover, we said he had some athleticism. That one blocked up by the rim. Trey Collins looking for a steal. We'll get a foul call against the Cardinals, and that's going to be a flagrant.
Yeah, that was a little anger, I think, out of Dopp after Collins stole it from him. Dopp just grabbed him. Almost tackle.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that was a... That was a highlight block for Vanover because that was two guys elevating up near the rim. And Trey Collins, not a big long player, but he can't elevate. And that was blocked up by that square. So we'll get the flagrant call against Madison. 40-30 lead for the Cardinals, and Trey Collins at the free throw line. They'll get a couple shots here and the basketball back. The vocal student section here from Madison. I don't think that Collins even hears it. He did miss that one, though. We don't have their season stats up here for stuff like that like we do for Jackson College, but I'd guess he's probably about a 70% free throw shooter.
He looks like he should be about an 80%. Mm-hmm.
And missed the pair. Well, Cardinal ball, nevertheless.
somewhere there's an Adrian Madison fan yelling, "Ball don't lie." But we had a pretty good view, and you could see he tackled him.
3 minutes to play here in the third. Cardinals lead 40-30 with the ball. Finch driving past the defense, and it goes off his leg and out of bounds. A little out of control. Coach Howard encourages him to slow it down and calm down. There's a chance at this moment where you get that flagrant and something that's going to flare the crowd up a little bit to get a little emotional. They probably at this point need to rein that in. I know I wanted them to play with a little more emotion, but I'm talking Travis Collins the way he has had a little more aggression. Right now the Cardinals can settle in and big shot again.
Horwath
out of the corner. Another triple. Cardinals get the inbound to Trey Collins. He catches, goes down the sideline. He's got Travis on the run, elevates, and finishes with the left hand. That was a great catch and concentration for Travis Collins in that moment, and a great pass by Trey to get it there. And Travis almost intercepts the pass on the other end. 42-33 here. It's a 9-point lead for the Cardinals after Horwath hits another triple. He's had a great game off the bench for Madison.
Yeah, 8 points and a bunch of just hustle plays.
They inbound it to Groth. He's hit from 3-2. Horwath out there guarded by Watson. He almost pulled that one up off the dribble. Well, he checked perhaps in his mind. 2:19 to play. 42-33 Cardinals. Hyatt from the wing into the elbow area. Pump fakes. Gives it up. Dot brings it over left side. Banover. He'll look to drive against Finch. Elevates in the lane and floats the jump hook. Got it. That's probably a little mismatch with Finch guarding Manover. He's a little longer than him and pretty athletic. Under the pressure, they get into Watson. Knocked away. It goes to Hinkle. Finch comes back in. They get over the timeline. Cardinals set up their half court. Right side, Hinkle. Looking down to the block for Watson. The double team comes over the top. Skip pass. Dangerous, but he gets the catch for Travis. Travis Collins gives to Trey. Trey looking to drive. Steps back now. Manover on him. Showing the handles. Gets a step into the lane. Double clutch. Gets it up. Missed it, but a foul is going to come. And Trey Collins will get back to the free throw line there.
Yeah, Vanover kind of complaining about it, and I don't know if he's complaining about the call or just saying, hey, I don't know how to stop that, because Trey, you could see him just sizing him up and waiting.
Kind of knew he was going to go past him, just had to figure out which side. Now at the line, again, a real vocal Madison crowd here, the student section on their feet, energized by that flagrant foul call. And they've been a lot louder ever since. And now 43-35, the Cardinals lead it here with a minute 36 to play in the third. Trey Collins with a second free throw coming up. Couple buckets for Madison. They had been dormant there for a little while. Showing a little life here late in the third.
And Travis Collins going to the bench for center. If you're Madison, you got to be happy to see that.
Yeah, he's had a great night. O'Dunton back on the floor to replace him. And Henry right into the game. O'Dunton on the defense here against Hyatt at the top. Madison crossover into the lane. Hyatt gets down deep. Nowhere to go. Skips it out. And Tillman pump fakes for three. He'll skip across. Hyatt drives. Into the air. Floater. No. Up high. Hinkle rebounds. Squeezes that for the Cardinals. He'll bring it over the timeline. Got right down on the block. Move to the middle. Into the air. Elevates. Kind of lost it on the gather. Shot is going to get knocked away. Out of bounds. Last touch. Cardinals.
Well, that Hinkle, you know, he went up high to get that defensive rebound, and then he just his own one-man break, brought it all the way down. He's a good passer, too. Nice find on Henry Wright. Henry maybe just taking into too much traffic.
And there are certain guys where if they're one of your bigs or one of your longer players, they get that rebound, you want them to get it to a ball handler quick. I think Hinkle made the right decision by dribbling that one up the floor. Watson down defending on the baseline, and he gets a move by Dopp trying to go around him, and I think that's a suspect whistle. There wasn't much contact there. Dopp just kind of leaning into him.
But Michigan Center kind of, and there's a lot of people like this, but I feel like most fouls that get called, they act as if it's a terrible call.
They've never fouled ever.
Yeah. They're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes you just say, hey, accept it. Let's play ball.
Sometimes they're going to call those. Maybe I could have moved my feet a little better. Because that is a tendency for those bigger guys. You stand up and you lean your hips into them, and that's ripe to get you a foul call quite a bit. Made the free throw, cuts the lead to 8. And hits again. Dot from the line. We got a 7-point game here, 44-37. Cardinals against the press. Collins breaking it himself. Trey pump fakes a shot out to Odunta to the top. Hinkle sets for three. Fires and hits. He was going to catch and shoot, but he didn't. The catch wasn't clean, so he took a dribble, gathered himself, and made a great look at that one open long enough to make that happen. 47-37. It's another 10-point lead for Michigan Center. Coming around the screen. Horwath passes, or excuse me, that was Snyder passing up that three. A drive by Dopp. He gets in deep and again gets a foul call. And that's going to go against O'Dunton.
O'Dunton doesn't have a ton of minutes under his belt, but three fouls already.
23.3 seconds remain here, third quarter. It's a 10-point Cardinal lead, but Dopp, successful trip last time at the line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and now this one rolls off. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. I know, you know, it's going to be, I think I saw 51 on Friday. I'm excited about that.
That does excite me.
It's still just a little spring tease. It's going to be cold again right after that, so keep those furnaces running with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Dopp gets the second one to fall. 47-38, 23 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Madison trying to hang in there. This felt like a game center might open it up, but
they did for a moment. But again, Madison plucky. They come out there and they work. Trey Collins out on the floor. Garrison out to guard him. Collins beats him, gets a step into the lane, now goes around the help defense, out to right, swings it to Hinkle, open at the top, he hit last time, gets another one to go. That's a shot that's feeling in rhythm. Nothing but the bottom for Hinkle, and it's 50-38, and the time runs out on the third quarter. Cardinals with a 12-point advantage. We'll play the final 8 minutes when we come back, 60-second commercial break on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Cardinal ball to start the fourth. Hinkle gets one on a run down the baseline, gives it into Watson in the paint, and he just can't catch it. Madison quick there. We'll get a jump ball tie-up, and that'll get the arrow right back to the Trojans.
Well, this is where it's tough when you're Madison. You're a deliberate offensive team, but you're down by 12 and starting the fourth quarter. You kind of got to throw your normal tendencies out of the window and kind of got to try to score quickly.
Yeah. There's a drive by Hyatt and a quicker shot than we've seen Madison take. Rebounded by Watson on the miss. Finch the other way. Three on two, and he tries to go cross court. It's picked off back into Madison's hands. Hyatt crosses down toward the baseline behind the backboard, skips in the corner. Trey Collins picks that off. Saw that coming from a mile away. They come to double. He gives up to Finch into the half court right side for Travis Collins, and he'll dribble out. Slows things down wisely for the Cardinals.
That was a good wise senior play right there.
Trey Collins jab steps and drives down to the elbow. Hands off there for Travis Collins. He splits the D into the air. Probably wanted to get a bump there. No call. Missed shot. Rebounded by Madison. Groff was kind of stuck there in the backcourt. I don't know what the 10-second count's at, and they got a 10-second call, or did they get a timeout?
I think he got a timeout before.
I saw one official, yeah. I think, put up the 10-second call, so it was a simultaneous whistle scenario maybe, but we'll get a timeout here. Let's take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. We'll be back with more on WKHM next.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are.
That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
50-38 Michigan Center, 6:56 to play in the fourth quarter here. Game one of our doubleheader, Columbia Central and Adrian. Game two of this one coming up shortly. We got to conclude this and figure out who's going to win. 12-point lead for the Cardinals. Feels safe, but Madison has surprised us a few times in this game. Right now, Snyder drives, gets in deep. Up and trying to block was Trey Collins, but he scored it. Snyder with a nice drive. Inbound goes to Hinkle. Lead cut back to 10. Hinkle, we're going to pass Vanover. Now driving in, continues to move in, now backs it out. Gives it to Finch on the wing. And Finch will back it out. 6:30, the count to the end of this one. Hinkle out to Trey Collins. Watson comes to screen. Collins goes around. Watson pops. Now he'll go back to screen again. Sets up. Slips. Collins pull up off the elbow. Missed. Travis Collins looked like he had the offensive board, but Vanover squeezes it for Madison. Left side for Snyder. Kicks it up out to Tillman at the top. Swings it right side. Groff. Snyder cuts to the basket. Gets in deep. Watson off his feet. Snyder slides in. Watson blocks that one. Maybe got away with the travel there, moving those feet around. Got blocked anyway. Hinkle has it in the half court now for the Cardinals and gives it out to Trey Collins near the tee. Center court, Miles Finch comes out to get it. 5:45, now our number, 50-40. Cardinals lead is 10. Into the corner for Hinkle. Dribbles it out, now attacks. Good hands, Vanover knocks it away. He's got a 2-on-1, gives it to Hyatt. Layup is short, Vanover fouls and scores. We're not going to get the bucket to count. We're going to get a foul call out here, and it's going to be Hyatt, I think, going to the line and a foul against Hinkle as they went into that front row of students down there at the end of the basket.
Yeah, it looked like Hinkle and one of the students down there even got tangled up and are having some words. Well, that was a case where Hinkle just went flying through the air and landed on him after the shot.
Hyatt up the stripe for the Trojans. Gets the first one to go. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Horwath and Dopp going to come back into the game. Vanover will go out as well as Snyder. 50-49. They cut the lead back to 9. 5.5 to play here. Hyatt can make it 8 here on the second attempt. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Miss. Hinkle had the rebound and it's knocked away from him by Dopp. It'll be Cardinal ball and Madison will set up the press.
Say if you're center, the thing is survive in advance, not survive and win by 20. You just,
right.
Just be smart.
There was a no-look pass by Hinkle trying to catch Collins, and he was not on the same speed. And a turnover by Michigan Center.
And again, just make good fundamental plays right now.
Hyatt at the top. Goes right side. Horwath. Got to watch him for the three-point gun. Now at the top, there's Tillman, left side Hyatt. Jab steps and drives into the free throw area. Spins, fader hits. He's hit that shot a couple times. That's maybe his trademark. 50-43, 7-point game. Collins breaks the press, gets into the lane. Travis Collins, or Trey Collins can't hit. Now on the rebound, we're getting a foul against Dopp. As Trey Collins had it, Dopp came to knock it away and got all arms. But again, that's a speed up. Cardinals go down and take a shot they didn't need to take, up by 7 with under 5 to play.
Dopp, meanwhile, picking up 4. He's pretty valuable to this Madison team, and he's going to go sit, I would think, for not long. Maybe you give him 50-second break.
Vanover back into the game. Hinkle to pass in, goes deep to Finch, gives it to Collins. Trey back to Finch. Now goes high post there. Watson will turn around, back out to Finch. Finch to Trey Collins. Back to Finch, just kind of giving it back and forth to one another. Able to eat up a possession here. Travis Collins Goes a bounce pass to Hinkle at the top. He looks to drive. Gives up to Trey Collins. Pump fakes. Now step back. Triple. Bang. Trey Collins hits a big shot. And the Cardinals lead back out to 10. We're down to the 4:27 mark. A drive quickly by Hyatt. Gets up on the rim. Missed. Trey Collins rebounds. In the backcourt, now into the front court. They got 3-on-2 if they want it. Gives it up to Jaden Watson, who missed the layup. He'll get that offensive rebound, though. But the putback goes in.
Seen Watson do that a lot. Miss first one, get his own board, put it up, like padding the stats.
Yeah. Tillman trying to cross over Finch. Now slows it down, goes left side, Vanover. 55-43, 3:59 to play. Down to the block for Horwath, and Watson's going to commit the foul down there.
Yeah, just kind of a, just not a real smart one there by Watson, just swinging the arm by. Especially when you have that kind of size, go ahead and let him catch it. What's he going to do?
Hyatt at the top, now left side. I thought Groth might pull. Instead, he drives, reverse layup. Tried to get the spin action, didn't go. Nobody wanted to go for that rebound. Travis Collins gets it, and he'll slow it down here in the half court now with the Cardinals, a 12-point lead, and now under four to play. Finch coming across the top. Looks to dribble into the elbow area. Now backs it out to Travis Counts. Gives it back to Finch. Letting Finch run around quite a bit out there. They go high post for Watson. Back out to Finch. Now back to Hinkle. He's got his back to the basket. A little reach in, but nothing. And knock away. Out of bounds. They'll say off the Cardinals. I thought Tillman clearly hit that one.
Yeah, Hinkle saying so. That one I couldn't tell.
Oh,
you thought that was off Madison. Huh?
It seemed clear that it was deflected.
Okay.
55-43, 3:17 to go. Madison gets another chance. Horwath dribbles into the free throw area. Now backs it out. Drop or Dopp looks at a three. Now spins into the air. Gets down low and Hinkle off his feet. He's going to foul Dopp again. I think Dopp's been to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line about three times in this quarter. All of them fouls were against Hinkle, it feels like.
Yeah, you know, the center team likes to block shots, and if you're one of the teams that are going to play them on Friday, assuming they hang on to this, that's got to be put kind of in your scouting report. Give little shot fakes, get them up, and get to the line.
And up back at the stripe here. 55-43, they trail by 12, 3:06 to play.
Dopp has figured that out.
And Hinkle's got three fouls. Henry Wright's going to come in to replace Miles Finch. Lead is 11.
Trey Collins is going to have to be the ball handler now.
And Dopp hits a pair. Lead is 10. 3:06 to play. Trey Collins takes the inbound. He gets the press, and you get a reach against Hyatt there.
It's one they didn't like, but they are going to have to get to where the Cardinals are in this bonus if they're going to come back.
Yeah, they'll have to stretch this one out. They get it into Travis Collins. Gets it to Trey. Picked off. Garrison takes it down and scores it. A little too casual with sharing the basketball there. And now we'll get a timeout from Coach Howard for the Cardinals and a 60-second break. We'll take 60 seconds as well. 55-47. We'll continue this when we come back on WKHM.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off the roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-768-4864, joshsaffordabledumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Thank you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:52 to play on the inbound against the press. They released Travis Collins. He had it, but it gets it knocked away back the other way, and Madison will turn it over. Pass a little too hot to handle for Hyatt there on the outlet, and he might have had a two-on-one break. Instead, the Cardinals will get it back, so no blood on that play, but Michigan Center had him beat, and Travis Collins has got his pocket picked a little.
Yeah, just unforced air there by Madison.
Tougher inbound location, and Dopp almost able to get it. Watson didn't seal his guy, but he does get it out to Trey Collins, and he'll set up in the half court. Goes on attack into the basket out to Travis Collins. He'll clear it out to Finch. 55-47, 8-point lead, and we're down to 2.5. Trey Collins, they're looking for the double team in the corner. Hinkle will fire the three. Off the heel, long rebound, though. Travis Collins squeezes back out to Trey. And they knock it away from him. Thought he was going to get a reach in, and they do get one in the backcourt there. And Madison's being very aggressive on the ball handlers. The Cardinals are trying to slow it down and be casual. They need to slow down the possession, but play at a higher pace.
Yeah, that's Hyatt's fourth, too.
Finch with a nice behind-the-back move, and we'll get a... They're going to call a foul, but it really probably was, looks like almost a kick. But that'll be the fourth team foul now against Madison, so they might want to grab that fifth foul and be ready to... Start sending the Cardinals to the line and not let them eat up this clock, which it looks like they're prepared to do, leading by 8. Finch in the backcourt tries to get to Hinkle. Another knockaway. Dopp with the steal. And we'll get a foul called out here on the floor. They're calling them quick whistles here. That one goes against Finch. And that's the 14th foul against the Cardinals. So that'll be an inbound from the baseline. Dopp with a nice steal. Michigan Center's going to have to figure out how to fire some passes around these defenders.
They're coming unraveled a little bit. A
little bit. And that lead is not, it's not unattainable.
Especially Dopp
steps back
in
and hits three, giving him a lot of space. He knocks it down. We got a 5-point game. Hinkle gets the press on the run, and we'll get a timeout. No, foul against Hinkle. An offensive foul.
Foul, him trying to get open originally. That's 4 on Hinkle now.
This one hit far from over. Under 2 to play, 55-50. We kind of thought if Michigan Center got to that 50 mark, things would be all right for them, but Madison got to the mark as well. Back cut. Hyatt gets in down to the paint. Tries to scoop it to Tillman. Now the Cardinals start to pressure. And that looks like a tie-up. They'll get a foul call against Michigan Center. We can give that to Travis Collins. I think that's 3 for him.
3 for Collins. Travis Collins, that is.
And that's the bonus now for Madison, too. And they've been pretty good at the line.
They have. And Darrell Tillman, 2 for 2.
He's back there. 55-50, the free throw line. Kind to Madison so far for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our sponsor.
So 2 in the second quarter are a little bit different than 2 with under 2 minutes to go. Tillman gets the front iron. It looks like he kind of short-armed that one a little bit.
55-50 still with one more free throw pending here. Tillman spots it, gets it away, and hits. Made the adjustment, necessary adjustment. Might have to be a delay of game warning there for Madison knocking it away. Get it into Travis Collins. They bat it away from him. Tillman gets it. Drives into the air. We'll get another whistle on the floor, and I think that's going to go against Travis Collins, and that'll send another Madison Trojan to the free throw line.
And now that's Travis Collins' fourth foul. And Darrell Tillman, who just shot the two, gets to shoot another. And this was within 6 seconds.
And got it. 3-point game here. Timeout from the Cardinals. We'll take a 60-second timeout as well. 1:41 to play, 55-52. Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Missed free throw by Madison, but rebounded and a putback by Vanover. We got a one-point game, 55-54. And now another turnover for the Cardinals. Finch down, and we'll get a tie-up. And possession arrow is going to stay with Michigan Center. They're fortunate because I think Finch had his feet on the out-of-bounds line there, so... Cardinals inbound from the sideline, leading by one. We got 85 seconds left to play in this one. A game where the Cardinals led by as many as 13. They've seen that lead evaporate. Madison just been able to be much more aggressive on the D. Collins gets the inbound. Trey gets in the air, gets bumped, reverse layup. And he'll go to the floor and get a foul called. Free throw's coming for Trey Collins.
Well, Steve, I was just about to say Trey Collins is the one that I think needs to get that ball in his hands and just take over.
He did that there. Good pass to him on in stride, and he takes it to the basket. Gets in the air, and I know we said that for all the whistles we've gotten on the Madison end of the floor, they were questioning that being a foul call, and I thought that was funny.
That was Snyder with his fourth.
Collins leaves it a little short. Still a one-point game. And that's going to get Henry Wright in to replace Miles Finch. Hyatt's going to come back on the floor for Madison.
Boy, and with Henry Wright coming in, somebody who hasn't played many minutes, if you're Madison and Henry Wright's anywhere near the ball, I'm following him just to make him prove it. Big free throw here.
And he hits. Two-point game, 56-54, 82 seconds. Cardinals back on defense. Madison coming over the timeline. It's Hyatt. Travis Collins off to guard him. Travis, tremendous defender. They come off the screen, draw for rolls out. Little space, doesn't take the three. They go down to Dopp. He makes a move to the basket. Gets up and Wright challenges, and he'll get called for the foul, and that'll send Dopp to the free throw line with a chance to tie it. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw is coming up for us now with 65 seconds remaining. Michigan Center's lead is just two.
And Dopp going to the line, who is 5 for 6 from the stripe tonight, all in the second half. He looked good doing it.
I thought the first half he turned out a few shots. He looked like he wasn't interested in necessarily scoring, but late in the game, he's taken on that role, and he's worked his way down to the paint against these other players. Wright's going to come out and get Finch back in. And 56-54 still as he missed that first free throw. Very important to box out and rebound here. That's what hurt the Cardinals on that last trip. Vanover able to pull that rebound down, and they're all kind of creeping up there. And he hits. One-point game again, 56-55. Hinkle to inbound against this full-court press for Madison. He gets it to Trey Collins, puts it on the deck, chased by Garrison. Collins switches behind the back, dribbles to Travis Collins, goes back to Trey, and Vanover comes off the foul, and I think they've decided they want Trey to shoot the free throws down the stretch here, too. He can stretch this out to a three-point game. Offense, defense, substitution for Coach Howard here, it looks like, for Wright to Finch. Does Finch have four?
No, I just think that's kind of what they're figuring. Yeah. And Madison's doing the same thing, offense, defense, with Hyatt, who has four.
56-55. We got just under a minute to play. Trey Collins back at the free throw line. He split his last couple pairs there. And this one goes. I think he's a guy that if he gets to shoot a lot of these back-to-back, that he's just going to get better at the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that feeling of it coming off your fingers just right, and then he hits that one, nothing but net. Lead is two for Michigan Center, under a minute. Collins bends the knees, fires, gets it. Big pair for Trey Collins in the three-point lead. Finch goes to check back in when the time comes. Hyatt gives it up to the right side. Dopp, he's been vital in the second half. Screens as Groff gets into the paint. He'll have to back it back out. Stuck there. Goes to Hyatt. Jab steps, drives, past the D in the air. What a circus shot by Hyatt. Round the defense in the air and scoops it. One-point game again, 58-57. Trey Collins beats him up the floor. It looks like Vanover grabbed him. Trey Collins will go back to the line with a 35.6-second timer left to the end of this one, and Cardinals lead just one. What a move by Hyatt. Looked like he got trapped and had to shoot it and managed to get that to go. I did get a score from over at Napoleon. And that final, 90-63.
Collins now has made six of his last seven to extend that lead to two with 35 seconds to go. If you're Madison here, make it or miss. Don't just settle for a three.
And got it.
Make it seven out of his last eight.
60-57, Cardinals D, 30 seconds. Defender falls down. Tillman drives. He got it to, got it down to Dopp, and coming through in a great defensive play. Was that Travis Collins knocking it away? And didn't foul, but does knock it out of bounds, and Madison will keep it.
It's like Madison's going to take a full timeout.
Yeah, full timeout. We'll keep it here, however. 60-57. 26.8 seconds left in this one. Cardinals lead is three. Madison ball from the baseline. And, boy, I'll tell you what, before the game, I talked to my friend Anthony Howard, Tony Howard, as we call him, the head coach from Michigan Center. I said, hey, put on a show for us. We're glad to be here. I didn't know it was going to be a nail biter. I thought maybe they'd go and play really great. But Madison has been everything we kind of predicted they could be in the pregame. They play tough the whole way. They don't give up. They defend great. And even as the score has kind of climbed, they've managed to score enough points to keep up with the Cardinals offense. And this is there's that stretch there where Michigan Center was up by double digits, and they kind of slowed things down, and it just Madison's energy level outpaced them, and they just outworked them, I think.
Yeah, and the scoring has all come from the stripe for the Cardinals, and you're right. Madison has been super plucky defensively and causing all kinds of turnovers for the Cardinal team. It's usually pretty good about that.
And I was shocked, even though I thought that was a great defensive play and not a foul, I'm surprised we didn't get a whistle on that last play by Dopp, because he's gone to the line so many times in this fourth quarter. He may still, yeah, we have 26.8 to play. Timeout is over. Cardinals back out. And Henry right up there, but not defending anyone. That was just a lapse.
Yeah, two Cardinals thought they were on offense.
Yeah. They get a layup out of that. They give it to Trey Collins going around the defense, and Dopp's going to get called for the foul as Collins goes down hard.
And that's a big one there because that's Dopp's fifth. Boy, if you're Adrian there, you got to double-team Trey Collins and don't let him get it. He's proven that he has found his stroke, as you said. It's seven of his last eight.
He wants to be there now.
Yeah, you got to make anybody but him prove themselves.
That's an absolute lapse, though, for the Cardinals on that one to not be defending. That was just an inbound layup.
Two of them were playing offense.
Yep. And that was Wright who's going in and out of the game. You know you're only in on defense. Collins hits, and the lead goes back to two. 18.1 seconds left. Collins back to the line for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. And he gets the shot. It's off the heel, long rebound. Groff doesn't get it right. Redeeming himself, rebounding that one. Gets it to Hinkle. 13 seconds. They come out and try to steal. Hinkle calls a timeout, and the Cardinals will get that. I think that might be it for them on timeouts. Nevertheless, great job by Henry Wright to grab that loose ball. It was loose for a moment. He squeezed it, and the Cardinals keep possession.
Well, it's funny. I think the coaches both have clear missions right here. If you're the Cardinals, you're figuring out how can you get Trey Collins open to get him the ball. And if on the flip side, you're Adrian Madison, anybody but him.
If you're Michigan Center right now, just in your estimation, who's your next guy to shoot the free throws? I think Travis Collins.
Travis Collins just has a simple, repeatable stroke. Mm-hmm. and always just seems cool. Hinkle is also a gamer. I don't mind him shooting. Jaden Watson has improved through the years, but we've seen him struggle. And Miles Finch, I just don't think, gets to the line much. So if you're Madison, Watson and Finch would be the two that you'd be looking to get.
And Watson hasn't shot a free throw all game either. They almost fouled Trey Collins before they got it inbounds, and we'll get a whistle, and they're going to say turnover. Collins wanted a foul, couldn't squeeze it, and so it goes out of bounds. 9.2, and we got a drama unfolding here. 61-59, Cardinals lead is 2. Boy, who do you go if you're now? You got 9.2, you don't need a 3. 2 points ties it, but if you wanted a 3, who do you go for? For Madison.
Well, that's when I go to Groff, who hasn't shot much this half, but he proved worthy and had the best-looking stroke. I think the ball's just going to get into Elijah Hyatt's hand, and he's going to have to create, and I'm saying he's going to drive, and if he's open, try to take it. If not, kick it if there's a collapse. You'd like to go to Dopp, but he has 5 fouls, so.
Yeah. He was kind of the guy who you kind of maybe let him do what he's been doing, catch it somewhere down in the paint, move to the basket, and maybe get himself to the line.
I am putting the ball in Hyatt's hand, though, if I'm Adrian Madison. For one thing, as a defensive thing, when you're up by 2, the coach is saying no bad fouls, no cheap fouls, and that kind of puts you on your heels a little bit. You're just not as aggressive as you normally would be. But also watch out for the offensive rebound, because as Hyatt goes driving in there, somebody's going to come over for help, and that's going to leave somebody's man open.
9.2 seconds, 61-59. It's a 2-point lead for the Michigan Center Cardinals. A turnover on the sideline inbound here. It's Hyatt at Eck. Get it. 8 seconds. Hyatt with Travis Collins on. Gets screened. Slips down to the paint. Gets to the basket. Scores it. We're tied. 1 second. And it's overtime. Hyatt able to go all the way to the basket and tie this one up. A little celebration there for the Trojans, but the game's not over.
And, Steve, there again, you didn't really see anybody step in to help. It was almost like they were afraid to foul. And just as I said, Hyatt, easy take to the hole. Maybe one of his cleanest looks of the game.
Yeah, this has just been a wild fourth quarter. The second half looked like the Cardinals were seizing control and unable to follow through on it, and just Madison's defense has been relentless. And now you get into this extra period, the momentum's all with the Trojans.
It is with the Trojans, but they also are missing one of their top players in Dopp, although Hinkle and Travis Collins both with 4-2, so I think it's going to be important. That bench changes things when one of those two leave. So it's important for those guys to stay on the floor for the Cardinals.
Madison's got to come out without Dopp. And, boy, this one is turning into a classic right away. And our game 2 waiting in the wings for this to happen. But we'll put 4 minutes up there and we'll play it all over again.
You know, I say how important it is for that. Hyatt for Adrian Madison has 4. And if he goes off, if he gets his 5th, I don't think they have any chance.
Cardinals get the tap over to Trey Collins on the wing. Going against Tillman. Setback now. Delayed dribble. Lost it on the gather, but able to get it back and steps through and scores a layup. Boy, that could have been disastrous. Instead, it's 2 points for the Cardinals. Hyatt comes back down. Backs it out. Horwath. Maybe should have been ready to shoot there. Vanover takes a step, gets past Watson, elevates, and Watson goes up to block it, and again, that kind of swinging through arm motion, not a lot of contact, but that does get the whistle, and that'll send Vanover to the free throw line. And how many do we have for Watson at this
point? Just 3 for Watson, but you're right, Steve. Just if he just blocks it without trying to really swat it, he probably gets away with that. Vanover, who hasn't been to the line yet, looked cool on that one. Four-minute overtime for high school.
And Vanover hits the pair. 63-63. Madison keeps the pressure on. Why would they change? They get it into Trey Collins, one-on-one with Hyatt in the backcourt. Pressure backs off. Collins waves it away. Trey Collins now into the front court. hesitation dribble, crosses into the lane, spins, loses it. They turn it over. Collins maybe took a shot to the eyeball there. But again, maybe too much dribbling. Get back to some ball movement for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Step for Groff against Finch. Backs it back out. Right side for Tillman. Look at Travis Collins in his pocket. Screen rub off for Vanover. Collins goes around it. Tillman loses it a little bit. Double team now gets it away to Horwath in the corner. Madison chance to take their first lead in quite a while. Vanover's got it. Maybe going one-on-one with Hinkle here. He picks up the dribble. Hands off to Groff.
This looks kind of more like Madison early in the game.
Yeah, Vanover on the wing. We're tied at 63, down to 2:35 to play in the overtime period. Cut into the lane. Tillman and Finch trying to jump the cut and knock it away. Tillman catches. We'll get a foul call and free throws for Tillman.
You know, Steve, when's the last time somebody other than Trey Collins have scored for the Cardinals? In that fourth quarter, Watson had a bucket, and that's it.
Tillman misses the free throw. Still a chance for Madison to go ahead from the stripe. Horwath to go to the bench. Snyder coming in to replace him. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws were most of the scoring for the last 4 or 5 minutes of that fourth quarter. It felt like Tillman gets that one, and Madison's up by one. 2.5 to play. Where the bucket's going to come from for the Cardinals. Inbound goes to Travis Collins. He had a huge early part of this game, and we'll get a reach in against Vanover. And again, another scenario where they say it wasn't a foul. The whistles have been coming on that play the entire half.
Yeah, it's if you're reaching at all, that's a foul.
They're going to call
it. And again, I guess you just got to go with that.
Yep.
Vanover might be right. Maybe he didn't get him, but it's been consistent.
And honestly, Madison got the benefit of the doubt on quite a few of those knockaways down the stretch there on their defense.
Well, we said we wouldn't mind Travis Collins shooting free throws for the Cardinals. We're about to find out if that's correct.
At the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Like you said, simple motion, easily repeatable, not a lot of moving parts, and he knocks that down, nothing but net. And he looks calm as can be. Same facial expression.
He never changes, does he?
I know I've seen him smile before, but we're tied at 64 on the make, and he can put the Cardinals ahead by one, and he hits again. And 65-64, the Collins Bros, vital to the Cardinals all the way through and probably will be for the last 220. Hyatt looking to get a screen, goes to the right side, switches Finch on him. Now goes down to the corner, Tillman down to the block for Snyder. Snyder trying to back it back out. Tillman gets open, cuts in the lane, elevates, too strong, rebounded Hinkle, out to Finch. Finch dribbling away from pressure, now gets it up to Trey Collins in the half court for the Cardinals, leading by one. Collins gets step baseline, into the air, into the corner for Watson, out to Hinkle on the perimeter. Down to the block for Travis, elevates, scores it. Travis Collins with another bucket. That looked like early game stuff. 3-point lead for the Cardinals, down to 1:45 to play. Tillman, left side, Snyder. Watson out to guard him now in the wing. Vanover shows. I would switch Finch off of him. Danover's a little longer than him and pretty athletic. They do switch here, and it's Travis Collins now. Back cut, and Groff gets a step. Gets the finish. Good feed to find Groff, and he makes the layup. Two-point game. Travis Collins out ahead of everyone, and Hinkle, the Cardinals quarterback, throws a bomb too far down, and Collins can't get it. Cardinal turnover and a one-point advantage. Yeah, in danger because no one touched it, so they get it under the basket.
If it's football season, it's just second and 10 and no big deal, but that's a big turnover right there. Minute 19 to go.
Inbound goes to Tillman at the elbow, and he'll back it back out behind the arc. Trey Collins with a steal! Fast break, elevates! Scores it! Trey Collins with a tremendous defensive play and a layup. Down to 67 seconds to go. And we got an injury. It looks like Hyatt twisted an ankle. I don't know if he's going to be able to walk that one off.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like he went up with Trey Collins and kind of landed awkwardly. He's trying to shake it off. But he's coming toward the bench. And that's a killer for Adrian Madison. Hyatt's been so vitally important to that offense.
We're down 69-66, 3-point lead for Michigan Center, and we're under a minute now. Tillman sets up right side of the key, goes left side. Horwath outside of the arc. Goes around Henry Wright. Down help comes. Skips it out. Vanover open. Can tie it with a three. Got it!
Oh, wow, big shot.
Big play after big play. 69-69. 43 seconds. Trey Collins gets a step on Tillman. Gets in the lane. Gets in deep. Elevates. Double clutch. And a bump by Snyder. And that's that official. You can't afford a technical right now, so Snyder has to reel that in. Trey Collins goes to the free throw line.
Schneider's going to reel it in from the bench because that's going to be five. You know, good restraint there by the official because that's one, if it was in the middle of the game, he might have teed up Snyder for that. And I think that was the right play, understanding how high the emotions are.
69-69, big triple for Vanover. Found himself wide open, and that came from that penetration for Tillman. The help defense came. He had to find somebody open. Great pass. Collins hits.
Has the Collins 69. Boys been okay in this fourth period tonight? The two of them seem to be doing everything.
In the overtime for certain. 38.6 seconds left. Trey Collins tried to give a two-point lead. And he does. Madison. Hyatt back in there. Tighten up the shoe and just go. Got Trey Collins on him. Moves to the right. Gets a screen. Elevates. Hyatt. Too strong. Rebound. Travis Collins. Got Hinkle out ahead of everyone. Fast break. And he finger rolls and gets it to go. That's one where in a regular season game, that's a dunk attempt.
Yeah.
Hyatt fires for three. Short. Rebound. Hinkle got it. Goes down to the deck. Falls loose. Diving. Trey Collins gets it. Throws it up. And timeout. Trey Collins, presence of mind to call timeout. 73-69, Cardinals lead is four, and we got 8.7 seconds. Wow, what a series there. Hyatt gets a step, got in the air, and didn't have the magic he had on that one in the fourth quarter, and it didn't get in there. Cardinals get that rebound. Hinkle went up to get it. Legs came out. He went hard onto his backside. Trey Collins comes away with a loose ball and called the timeout.
And I don't know that the Cardinals even had possession when they handed him that. I know Adrian Madison's coach did not believe so. But heady play nonetheless.
Boy, what a couple of great defensive plays in this second half. Certainly Trey Collins' steal and fast break. And then making that play to find Hinkle out on the run for that layup. And it gives the Cardinals a four-point advantage. We tick away to the end of the overtime period. Cardinals can't feel comfortable, even with 8.7 seconds, a four-point advantage. You can't feel comfortable the way this game has gone.
Yeah, and I don't think Adrian Madison has any timeouts left, though. So, man, even if you turn it over and they hit a shot, you don't even have to take the ball. Yeah. I hope Coach Howard's telling them that. Anything bad that happens, just don't take it out. Don't touch it. You said they don't feel comfortable. I'm feeling pretty comfortable. It takes something crazy at this point.
Hinkle to inbound. They get into Travis Collins. Back to Hinkle. Dangerous pass, but they won't grab him. So at 6.2 seconds left. And Hayden Hinkle going to the free throw line. And as you said, not a lot of free throw attempts if he has even taken one.
He's one for two.
Okay. But he's a senior. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you're okay having at the stripe to shoot a big couple of free throws. Can make it 6 points. Free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Getting their money is worth out of that. They missed it.
But again, up 4-6 seconds to go. No timeouts left for Adrian Madison. So as long as you just, I mean, I don't even guard anybody. You can put a little token pressure on them maybe, but.
Gets the second one. 5 points. Coach Howard saying stay away. Tillman sets up, fires for three, misses, buzzer sounds, and the Cardinals hold on. It was a tough one. Kudos to Madison for the effort, because, boy, it was Herculean, and down by double digits late in that game and managed to cut all the way into that lead and tie it late. Didn't have enough gas in the overtime, and Michigan Center holds on to win, but what a tilt that was. Let's take a 2 minute break. We'll come back and look at the numbers. Get things ready for game two of this one. Cardinals win it, and move on. We're ready for game two coming up. Post game next on WKHM.